the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين ولأبكين عليك بكاء
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ يَا سَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايِ أُقْسِمُ صَادِقًا. So by your might, my master and my protector, I swear sincerely, لَإِن تَرَكْتَنِي نَاطِقًا, if you leave me with speech, لَأَضِجَّنَّ إِلَيْكَ بَيْنَ أَهْلِهَا ضَجِيجَ الْآمِلِينَ, I will lament before you from the midst of the fire's inhabitants with the lamentation of the hopeful. وَلَأَصْرُخَنَّ إِلَيْكَ صُرَاخَ الْمُسْتَصْرِخِينَ, I will cry to you with the cry of those who are crying for help. وَلَأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بُكَاءَ الْفَاقِدِينَ, I will weep before you with the weeping of the bereft. وَلَأُنَادِيَنَّكَ أَيْنَ كُنْتْ يَا وَلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and I will call upon you, where are you, O sponsor of the believers? يا غاية آمال العارفين, يا غياث المستغيثين, يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين, ويا إله العالمين. You are the goal of the hopes of your knowers. You are the aid of those who seek assistance, and you are the friend of the hearts of the sincere, O Allah of all the worlds. We said that one of the things Imam Ali alayhi salam is implicitly teaching us with this supplication, specifically this part, is the fact that we must be consistent in our prayers to Allah. Among the things that a supplicant should be careful about in prayer is that he should not lose that state of consistency in asking from Allah the Exalted, what is reflected in our books as tarassul. And this is in fact the spirit of supplication, and it is that turning towards Allah, that beseeching and that entreating Him earnestly, that is the spirit of dua and supplication. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, from the beginning of this Kumail supplication, is not losing this state. And that is what the supplicant should do. Because it is in the state of consistently praying without constraint that one may experience within himself that kind of turning toward Allah. That is how the true supplicant will empower himself in getting himself closer to Almighty Allah.
Oh my Lord, I swear by your honor that if you will grant me speech in hell, I shall amongst its inmates cry out bewailingly unto you, like the cry of those who have faith in your kindness and compassion. and I shall mourn for you the lamentation of those who are bereaved. And I shall keep on calling unto you. Where are you, O friend of the believer?
Thank you, Allah, now that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
One of the stories about a remembrance of the Almighty Allah and that consistency in praying is that of Buhlul and Harun. Once Harun was returning from Hajj pilgrimage, and he stayed in Kufa for some days. One day he was passing away when Buhlul called him by his name for three times. Harun was astonished and said, "Who is it that calls me by my name?" He was answered, "This is the insane Buhlul." So Harun asked Buhlul, "Do you know me?" And he answered, "Yes." Harun asked again, "Who am I?" He said, "You are the one who will be responsible and should account for an oppression done in the East, even if you are in the West yourself. You will be asked about it in the hereafter because you are the country ruler." So Harun wept a lot from sorrow and asked Buhlul, "What do you think of me?" Buhlul said, "Compare yourself with the Holy Quran. Most surely the righteous are in bliss, and most surely the wicked are in burning fire," the Holy Quran says. Harun said, "What about our deeds?" And Buhlul replied, "Allah only accepts from those who guard against evil. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ." Harun said again, "But what about our tie of kinship with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam?" Buhlul said, "So when the trumpet is blown, there shall be no ties of relationship between them on that day, nor they ask for each other." This is what chapter Mu'minun says. Harun continued, "But there is Prophet's intercession, as we've been informed." But in response to that, Buhlul said, "On that day, no one shall avail intercession except him whom the beneficent Allah allows." Then Harun asked him about his wish. Buhlul answered, "Forgive my sins and take me into paradise." Harun said, "I don't have the power to do so, but I have been informed that you owe money to some people. Do you want me to pay your debts?" Buhlul said, "Debts cannot be paid with debts. What you possess is people's belongings, and you are obliged to return them to the people, to their owners." Harun stated, "Do you want me to order a life payment for you?" Buhlul said, "I'm Allah's servant, and He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives me sustenance." And this is, I assume, the most important part of this story. He continues, "Do you think Allah remembers and protects you, but He forgets about me?" That remembrance of the Almighty Allah is one of the key factors in our supplications. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause
to you through